The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Recently, I've been experiencing an obsession with the word screen. It's a pretty gymnastic word. Starts with a hiss between your teeth, rolls to the back of your throat, and then tumbles on forward again to end with the tip of your tongue behind your teeth, all in one syllable. Screen. Lots of words rhyme with screen. Green, clean, serene, contravene, machine, mudjaheen, grenadine, queen, preen, jean, keen, ween, zine, smithereen. You can use a screen to winnow the smithereens. A screen being a mesh that separates the big bits from the little bits, the keeper bits from the throwaway bits. You can screen a window or a series of job applicants. You can screen a film. Nowadays, many people keep a screen on their person or make sure there's one nearby. Screen. Now you go to look up a word and you can get sidetracked by its dictionary neighbors, the words you end up reading aloud to yourself on the way to looking for your word. They start to seem pretty interesting too, like there might be some secret connection that someone would come by and reveal if they were magnets on a refrigerator. Scrapbook, scrimshaw, scrofulous, scrimmage, scrip, scrimp, script, scribble, scroll, scrappy, scrag, scrambled egg, scree, scream, screwworm, fly. You finally get to screen and you find out there's also screenplay, screen test, windscreen, silkscreen, but on the whole, screen doesn't combine very much with other word bits. No screenification, no screenography, nothing screenish. A film can be rescreened, but not hyperscreened, or disconscreened, or descreened. Screen might rhyme with a lot of words, but it likes to keep itself separate. It turns out that the word screen is an odd duck in a sprawling family of vocabulary found all over Europe in the form of Latin and Germanic words that bear a relationship to the idea of cutting and slicing. The word screen is kin to the shears used for cutting cloth for a skirt or a shirt. Screen is related to things cut short, curtailed, or the way some people can be curt. Among screen's word cousins are sliced things like scarps and shards, scrapes in the landscape, scrub and scrabbly shrubs. Another branch of screen's word family is a host of vocabulary reminiscent of torn flesh and meaty meat, scar, carnage, incarnate, charnel house, carnivorous, carbuncle, the fleshy color of carnations which hide the smell of carrion, scurvy, which makes your gums all bloody, decorticate, excoriate, carnassial teeth, slicing, tearing, cutting. What's the connection that makes the word screen related to so many words having to do with that? At first, screen was the word for what we now call a scabbard, the thing that protects fighters from cutting themselves with their own swords. Over time, the word came to refer to many kinds of chainmail-shaped things used for protection. A screen doesn't slice flesh. It slices space. Screened in, screened out, screened off. Makes you wonder, when you're watching a movie, if the screen is blocking your view. Makes you wonder what the screen on your phone could be cutting into. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.